Site studies for the incoming Tiny Township Administration Center were discussed at the recent meetings of council, paving the way for construction to begin this spring. Five studies related to the multi-million-dollar facility were presented to the Tiny Township Administrative Center Committee: an environmental impact study, a traffic impact study, an archaeological study, hydrogeological wellhead studies, and a tree preservation study. Due to contention of the building, short timeframe between council meetings in early December, and delays of the holiday season, council approved the upload of available documents for the public to view on the township website. During the regular meeting of council, Count Dave Brunel requested a clarification on grubbing or preparation of the site, which would be going to tender in the near future. Public Works Director Tim Leach replied that the township was in the process of conforming to requirements for environmental and planning standards. He noted that grubbing would likely start in the latter half of February and would be completed in coordination with all environmental studies. Once we have the final layout for the location of the facility, ensuring that we have all the proper setbacks, said Leach, we'll have that area surveyed out, staked, and then at that point we'll be going out for tender for a company to come in and clear the trees, clear the brush and get ourselves ready for the construction prior to the end of March. Leach added that the selection of a construction manager was anticipated for late January. At the committee of the whole meeting later that night, the Public Works report appeared on the agenda with Leach reiterating that all studies to date had been attached, so everyone can review them if they want. They're quite lengthy, but it does go into a lot of detail on the extent in which the township went to ensure regulatory compliance. As an example, 21 locations of individual and clustered forked three-awned grass, also known as Ice Age grass, were identified on the subject property within the environmental impact study and shown on a map within an appendix. When we build this building, we are going to be environmentally responsible, said Leach, recognizing any limitations or constraints that are within the site, that we can make sure that our designs will not impact, or will have minimal impact, on any of those items that were noted. On the tree preservation plan, Leach noted that the final report would be due near July as site conditions involving landscaping and similar involvement were defined. In response, Brunel gave appreciation for the staff effort on public availability. I wanted to thank Director Leach for putting those reports in early December, before we had a meeting. I wanted to thank you for putting those on the website early. Leach replied, "You're welcome, I'm glad it was helpful." The 230-page TTAC planning site report submission can be viewed on the agenda page on the Township of Tiny website. Archives of council meetings are available to view on the township's YouTube channel.